Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. The Women's Section of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya Tunisia launches a campaign titled Education Corruption Stems from the Regime's Corruption and Reform Requires Regime Change. Translated. In light of the severe crisis affecting all vital sectors in the country due to the deep-rooted influence of the colonial powers controlling its core institutions, the decline in the education sector has had a particularly significant impact. This decline affects everyone in Tunisia, fathers, mothers, educators, and students alike, due to its complex entanglement with multiple intersecting parties. The recent school return marked yet another chapter in a series of hardship, exhaustion, depletion, and frustration for parents, students, and educators alike. Meanwhile, the current regime continues to pursue policies of precarious employment and to exploit educators both materially and morally, creating a charged atmosphere marked by feelings of oppression, injustice, and persecution. In an unsafe school environment where drug dealers and delinquents roam, alongside deteriorated and filthy infrastructure that signals the collapse of the so-called quote-unquote state of independence, a state of illusion and mirage, there are outdated curricula loaded with poisonous ideas hostile to Islamic Aqidah doctrine. This has resulted in widespread illiteracy and poor quality of education, exposing the state's failure to achieve the primary objectives of education, literacy, reading, and building a correct Islamic Aqidah. Given all of this, we can only point to the clarity and completeness of the picture. The colonial kafir disbeliever controlling the reins of power in Tunisia seeks to maintain an atmosphere of tension, turmoil, and exhaustion in the country, with education being one of the means to this end. The national state founded by Bourguiba can no longer provide security, education, or uphold human dignity, which is a natural and expected outcome for those who reflect and ponder. What is built on falsehood is inherently false. A state founded on the principle of separating religion from life and whose construction is influenced, if not overseen, by the colonial infidel should not be expected to serve its people. Rather, it acts as a sword over their heads, selling them out for the benefit of others. Therefore, we must call things by their true names. Bourguiba's national state has collapsed. What concerns us amidst this turmoil is the question, how do we bring about change and how do we emerge from this crisis? In this context, the Women's Section of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya Tunisia, by the permission of Allah, is launching a campaign titled Education Corruption Stems from the Regime's Corruption and Reform Requires Regime Change. The campaign, inshallah, will address the following three areas. The roots and dark history of Bourguiba's educational approach in Tunisia, the results and consequences of the secular Francophone education policy and the moral and intellectual crisis affecting today's youth, the solution, an educational approach based on Islam overseen by the Khilafa Caliphate, how would this be achieved? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُم مِّنِّي هُدًى
فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَن ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى.
And if there should come to you guidance from me, then whoever follows my guidance will neither go astray in the world nor suffer in the hereafter. And whoever turns away from my remembrance, indeed, he will have a depressed life, and we will gather him on the day of resurrection blind. Surah Taha, verse 123 and 124. Women's Section of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya Tunisia. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.